跟大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们最近刚好读过俄西亚书。
So recently we have just read the book of Hosea.
从俄西亚书我们来看神跟人的关系。
In the book of Hosea, we see the relationship between God and man.
为什么这个这么重要？
And why is this so important?
因为我们在创世纪第一章、第二章看到人创造一切都是好的。
Because in Genesis chapter 1, we see that everything that God has created was good.
在伊甸园里面有三个关系。
And in the Garden of Eden, there were three relationships.
第一个最重要就是人跟神的关系非常好。
And the first one, the most important, is the relationship between God and man.
第二个就是人跟人的关系。
The second is the relationship between man and another man.
在神的话语之下建立的婚姻。
And under God's word, he created marriage.
然后从婚姻要变成一个家庭。
And from marriage, comes a family.
然后一直繁衍到这么多的人。
And from that family, now we have, so many people.
那第三个就是人跟物的关系。
And the third relationship is man and, the environment.
亚当要修理看守。
And so Adam had to take care of the garden.
然后园中树上的果子都可以吃。
He could eat of the fruit of any tree in the garden.
那现在人跟神的关系发生问题。
But now there is an issue between the relationship of God and man.
所以就出了伊甸园。
So he had to leave the Garden of Eden.
开始我们就发现很多人跟人有问题。
And then we see, the beginning of many troubles between people.
然后我们就发现我们在追求物质的生活当中遇到很多的困难。
And in our pursuit of, life, we encounter many difficulties.
那怎么重建我们跟神的关系？这是我们一生最重要的一个功课。
So to restore this relationship with God is, our life's most, a task we must pursue.
所以何西亚书就是在要我们来学习要怎么来跟神有好的关系。
So from the book of Hosea, we will see how to have a good relationship with God.
我们看何西亚书的第一章。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 1.
何西亚书第一章的第二节。
Hosea chapter 1 verse 2. Hosea chapter 1 verse 2. When the Lord began to speak by Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, Go, take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry, for the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
这里神叫何西亚去娶淫妇。
Here, God tells Hosea to take yourself a wife of harlotry.
那何西亚是一个先知。
So Hosea was a prophet.
他是代表神。
So he represents God.
怎么神会叫他的先知去娶淫妇呢？
So why would God tell his prophet to betroth a harlot?
原来这个淫妇就是代表以色列百姓。
So this harlot represents the Israelites.
他们不但敬拜神，而且如果我们看第二节下半句，这地大行淫乱，离弃了神。
So not only did they worship God, but if we look at the second half of the verse, it says, For the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord.
这个淫乱呢，主要就是拜偶像。
And this harlotry was from worshipping idols.
那以一般人来说，如果夫妻有一方产生了淫乱，很多婚姻就结束了。
So if if there are some affairs within a family, then this marriage may be broken.
在耶利米书里面耶利米先知用23年的时间传同一个警告。
So the prophet Jeremiah spent 23 years to preach the same warning.
也就是你们要离开恶道恶行。
Which is to leave your evil ways.
那这个恶道恶行就是拜偶像。
And these evil and wicked ways was worshipping idols.
所以世界上你如果找得到一个夫妻说太太犯奸淫犯了23年先生还要再接纳他实在是很少见。
And in this world, if you ask anyone whose spouse has had affairs for 23 years, it is very difficult for them to stay together.
所以神借着先知去淫妇要来传达他对他选民的爱。
So God used Hosea to show his love for the Israelites.
所以这个淫妇生了两个儿子，两个儿女。
And so this harlot had two children.
第一个就是叫做耶斯列。
So the first one was Jezreel.
然后到第六节。
And then verse 6.
那有一个女儿叫做罗路哈玛。
And they had a daughter called Lo-Ruhama.
然后到了第八节。
And verse 8.
叫做罗阿米。
The third son's name is Lo-Ami.
那这个罗路哈玛就是不蒙怜悯。
So Lo-Ruhama means
不蒙怜悯。
No longer have mercy.
然后罗阿米就是非我的民。
So Lo-Ami means not my people.
所以神跟人的关系在这个地方差不多已经断绝。
So here the relationship between God and man is almost broken.
但是从第十节开始啊。
But in verse 10,
就是以色列百姓在受苦当中回转向神。
When the Israelites were in distress, they turned back to God.
结果神对他们的爱又继续下去。
And then God's love for them continued.
虽然他们好像淫妇，但是神对他的爱没有改变。
Although they were like harlots, God's love for them never changed.
所以到了第二章啊。
So in verse 2,
第一节,
chapter 2.
要称你的弟兄为阿米。
第一节。 So in chapter 2, verse 1, and to your sisters, mercy is shown.
或者说，因为可能跟中文不太一样，然后称你的姐妹为路哈玛，是不是在最后一节？
And to your sisters, mercy is shown.
Yeah. 主要就是神对他们要改变了，你悔改了，我就要称为你是我的民。
So the point was, God wanted them to turn back.
然后你要再继续蒙神的怜悯。
And to continue receiving God's mercy.
那在第二章里面，
And then in chapter 2.
如果我们看这个第二章的 16节。
Chapter 2, verse 16. Chapter 2, verse 16. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that you will call me my husband, and no longer call me my master.
这个地方，神对以色列百姓，你不要叫我医师，他的意思就是我主的意思，不要叫我主。
So here, God tells the Israelites that they no longer need to call me my Lord.
然后你现在要称，你不要再叫我巴利了，巴利是我主，那你现在要称我为医师，医师就是我父的意思。
So then, God says that you will call me my husband.
所以我们在第二章，人在告诉以色列百姓。
So in chapter 2, God is telling the Israelites,
人跟神的关系不只是一个主人跟仆人的关系。
So the relationship between God and man is not a master and a slave.
人跟神的关系也是夫妻的关系。
It is a relationship that is like father and son.
所以我们在旧约圣经里面很多在描写神跟人都是用主。
Sorry, it is like husband and wife. So a lot of the relationships will use in the law it often uses God.
Law.
Lord. 也叫做, the Lord.
他是我们的主人，他是我们的主宰。
So it's to say that God is our Lord and Master.
当时 扫罗为什么后来神不要他当王。
So why did God not want Saul to be a king anymore?
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊的自由，就是人要顺从神。
Because he did not treat God like his Lord anymore.
那这个族跟仆的关系才能够继续存留下去。
So this relationship has to continue.
那他不愿意听神的命令，所以这个关系就结束了。
So because Saul was unwilling to listen to God, this relationship ended.
所以在这个地方讲说，你不要称我巴利，这个巴利就是主。
So here it says, no longer call me my master.
要称为我夫以实。
You will call me my husband.
那在第二章里面我们可以看到以色列百姓跟神的关系有经历过一个历程才会渐渐的进步。
So in chapter 2, we see that the relationship between God and man had to improve.
我们现在看第二章第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2. Bring charges against your mother, bring charges, for she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her put away her harlotries from her sight, and her adulteries from between her breasts.
这个说你们要跟你的母亲争吵这个你的母亲当然也是指着神的选民。
So here it says to bring charges against your mother, and this mother represents the Israelites.
然后你就是这个母亲的儿子吧，就是这个选民的后代。
And you are the children of the Israelites. You are the chosen people.
那要争吵什么？
And what are you to bring charges about?
神说她不是我的妻子。
God says, for she is not my wife.
我也不是她的丈夫。
Nor am I her husband.
其实这个是代表关系非常的疏远。
So here it shows how distant the relationship is.
好像一个人要离婚之前这个关系非常疏远，就不把她当作太太。
It is like just before a couple will divorce, they treat each other no longer like a couple.
然后如果我们看这个第二节下面叫他除掉脸上的淫相跟胸间的淫态。第三节
Verse 3.
免得我剥去他的衣服，使他们赤身，这时候才生一样。就是他必须要除掉这种万奸淫的这种生活。
So the mother needs to give up this adulterous lifestyle.
也就是说他必须要除掉拜偶像的生活。
So in other words, they need to stop worshipping idols.
不然的话那羞耻就会露出来。
Otherwise, she will be stripped naked.
那羞耻是什么？就是他的罪。
And this is their sin.
但是如果他愿意除掉偶像神就可以赦免他的罪，他的羞耻就不会露出来。
And if she is willing to repent, then God will forgive their sin, and they will not be exposed.
所以神对以色列百姓这个淫妇真的是百般的忍耐。
So this relationship from God has a lot of patience.
这个不是我们一般人所能够了解的。
And this is not something that people can normally understand.
那下面第三节
And then verse 3.
是他逐旷野的干旱之地因渴而死。也就是说如果他愿意回头他不会因为缺乏而死。
So if the Israelites were willing to repent, then they will not die from thirst.
因为干旱来到，饥荒就来到。
Because when there is a dry land, then there will be thirst.
饥荒 famine.
So there will be famine.
饥荒来到，人就没有办法存活。
And when there is a famine, then people cannot survive.
所以可见神要人悔改。
So God wants people to repent.
那悔改神的恩典就会临到。
And when you turn back, then you will receive the blessings of God.
哦，那人的灵性啊，才能够继续活下去。
And so then man's faith can continue to,、啊、to live on.
啊，如果不愿意悔改，那我们这个人属灵的生命就没有办法继续下去。
So if you're not willing to repent, then we will not be able to continue our spiritual life.
好，那神要怎么帮助以色列百姓这个淫妇回头呢？
So how will God help these Israelites turn back?
哦，那这是我们在看看第五节。
So let's look at verse 5.
第五节，我的母亲行了些淫乱，怀她的母做的可羞耻的事。因为他说我要随从我所爱的，我的饼、水、羊毛、麻油、酒都是他给的。哦，这个地方啊，行淫乱啊，所以他就把他生活这种啊，所有的都把它归给说这是偶像给他的。
So here, because she is going after her lovers, all these necessities were given from to the idols.
啊，所以啊，我们知道一切都是从神领受的。
And we know that all that we have received is from God.
啊，我们有什么不是从神领受的呢？
Is there anything that has not been given to us by God?
但是当一个人开始拜偶像，
But when a person begins to worship idols,
他就把在世界上我们所得的，我甚至我们的成功，都归给偶像。
Then the person will claim that everything that they have received and earned is from the idols.
哦，那这个偶像不一定是木头刻的。
And these idols might not be a wooden sculpture.
哦，这个偶像有时候也指着我们本身。
Sometimes these idols can also be ourselves.
在我们心里面啊，我们坐在神的座位上。
And in our hearts, we might be sitting on the throne of God.
啊，因此，我到最后，我们一生哦，都把它归于啊，我懂得把握机会，我很有能力，我很懂得拼，所以我今天有我自己这样的成就。
And so, as at the end of our life, we might think,all that we have achieved, all that we know is something that I did myself.
哦，所以这样的人，在他心里面，他就是神啊。
So in the hearts of these kind of people, they are God themselves.
哦，像尼布甲尼撒王啊。
So in like the example of King Nebuchadnezzar.
这个国家不但拜偶像。
This country worshipped idols.
那尼布甲尼撒王心里面最大是他自己啊。
And in King Nebuchadnezzar's heart, the biggest person was himself.
这不是凭着我的大能大力建设的吗？
Is this not from my own strength and power?
他很满意自己的成就。
And he was very satisfied by his own power.
所以在他的心里面真的有神吗？
So in his heart, was there God?
那是没有神啊。
Of course there was no God.
神就是他自己啊。
Because he thought himself was God.
那这样的人在世界上很多。
And there are a lot of these kind of people in the world.
自己取代了神。
They will think of themselves as God.
自己就是自己的神。
I am my own God.
那这个如果没有改变哦，人不会来拜神了。
And if this attitude is not changed, then man will not come to worship God.
那因为一切都是我自己吧。
Because in their mind, it's all about myself.
那我们现在回来看哈，何西阿书第二章，神怎么帮助他们改变？
So let's look back.At Hosea, how did God help her change?
第六节,
in verse 6.
因此我要用荆棘堵他的道，用竹墙挡住他，使他找不着路。
Verse 6. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up your way with thorns and wall her in, so that she cannot find her paths.
所以有时候我们的一生哦，你就发现哦，有一道墙挡住你找不到路。
So sometimes in our life, we might notice that there is a wall that blocks our path.
我真的是很行吗？
Can we really do this?
当世界上成功的时候，我当然是很行啊。
When you're successful in the world, then yes, you can do it.
那有一天呢，遇到无路可走。
But one day there will be no path to walk on.
你很行，那你就试试看吧。
If you think you're so capable, you can try.
那如果你取代了神，那你自己就是神，那你这个困难你试试看去解决吧。
If you give up on God and you think of yourself as God, then good luck, you can try.
所以有那一道墙从谁来？神设立的。
Where is this wall from? It is set up by God.
那不但有一个墙哦，前面说我要用荆棘堵住它。
So not only is there a wall, but God will hedge up your way with thorns.
那荆棘是什么？
And what are these thorns?
荆棘会刺人啊，荆棘会很痛苦啊。
Thorns will pierce people. It's very painful.
你要往前走吗？
Do you want to continue forward?
很痛苦啊。
It's very painful.
所以有一道墙，你没有办法往前，有荆棘让你往前会很痛苦。
So there will be a wall, so you cannot go forward. And there will also be thorns, so if you try to go forward, it will be very painful.
那人遇到这样的情况。
And when man faces this situation,
他就会去找帮助。
Then he will look for help.
很痛苦的情况，无路可走的情况，你就要去找帮助啊。
When there is no path, or when the path is very painful, then you must look for help.
好，那我们现在就第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
他必追随所爱的，却追不上；他必寻找他们，却寻不见。所以当一个人无路可走，遇到痛苦的时候，他就会找他的偶像啊。
So when someone has nowhere to go or it's very painful to go forward, they will look for their idols.
因为你就是我的神啊。
Because the idols are God to them.
你现在帮我解决困难。
So please help me solve these problems.
找不到啊。
Of course they can't find them.
所以啊，人要遇到无路可走，要遇到痛苦，人才会发现原来自己不是神。
So man needs to face a wall and pain so that they will know that they themselves are not God.
所以忽然之间哦，人对自己的自信心哦就开始垮下来。
And so this ego will be broken down.
那这样哦，他才会回来找神。
And only after this will they come and turn back to God.
所以他去找他的神啊，找不到，那怎么办呢？
So they will chase, she will chase her lovers, but cannot find them. What now? Let's look at verse 7 again.
我要归回前夫，因为那个时候的光景比现在还好。
I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better than for me now.
那前夫是谁？前夫就是独一的真神。
And who was the first husband? It was the true God.
为什么淫乱呢？因为他不要前夫，他去找另外一个啊，所以他变成淫妇啊。
And why did she become a harlot? Because she did not want God. She looked for idols.
所以偶像没有办法他帮他解决啊，那现在你就来找前夫啊，因为那个情况反而比较好，就找真神。
So if idols cannot solve her problem, then we will turn back to the true God because the situation is better.
所以有时候神让我们遇到困难哦，真的是要改变我们。
So sometimes when God lets us face troubles, it is to help us change.
我们才会回想说啊，我们以前真的在认真拜神的时候，真好。
So then, when we reflect, we will realize that when I was fervently seeking after God, it was great.
真的，人离开神真的是不好。
When man leaves God, it is really unfortunate.
好像那个浪子的比喻。
It is like the prodigal son.
浪子为什么要离开父亲？
Why did the prodigal son want to leave his father?
我们整个故事读来读去就是为了自由。
And so if we read the story, then it is for the sake of freedom.
因为在家里爸爸会管。
Because at home, the father will take care of you.
我现在搬到很远的地方。
So if I move to a very far place,
我要睡到几点没有人管。
If I want to sleep in, no one's going to care.
我要做什么，没有人管。
If I want to do something, no one's going to care.
我要怎么花钱，没有人管。
If I want to spend money this way, no one will say anything.
那看起来自由很好啊。
It seems like we have a lot of freedom.
但是圣经里面讲啊，他过了不多久，他所有的用完了。
But in the Bible, after a short while, he realized he used up all his money.
穷苦起来。
And so then he was very poor.
然后就去看猪，吃猪的东西，吃的东西。
So he saw and ate from the pigs' food.
所以啊，你看一个人离开神以后
，So you see when a person leaves God,
前面一定是不好。
Then the result was always bad.
这 那穷苦起来，第一个就是心灵很空虚。
The first part is that your heart will be very empty.
所以我们看很多的报道啊，说旧金山本来是一个很好的城。
So we see a lot of news that says that San Francisco used to be a great city.
你看这个市中心多少人在那边吸毒。
But now if we look, we can see how many people are doing drugs.
为什么要吸毒？
Why do they do drugs?
心灵空虚嘛。
Because their heart is empty.
所以要找刺激啊。
So they need to look for something to
satisfy. 那为什么心灵会空虚？
And why is their heart empty?
因为他强调自由啊。
Because they were pursuing freedom.
都不要人管。
They don't want anyone to care.
你自由到最后就是心灵一片空白。
And they pursue freedom until the point that their heart was empty.
所以这个世界上强调的自由哦，常常带给人悲剧。
So oftentimes, the freedom of this world will bring troubles to the person.
但是这个地方哦，他就想到前夫哦，这个那个时候比较好啊，人就开始想到神。
So here it says that that she has remembered her first husband.
所以浪子就回来找神了。
So then the
找到父亲了。
So the harlot will come back to find her husband, which is God.
真的，他父亲对他很好。
And the husband will treat her very well.
所以人愿意回来找神哦，以后的日子一定会比离开神更好。
So if someone is willing to turn back to God, then their future will be much better.
因此以色列百姓离开神以后被掳到巴比伦。
So the Israelites, after leaving God, were exiled to Babylon.
真的，他就发现以前敬拜神的时候真的是蒙神祝福，那个才是真的好。
And then they realized that when they were being blessed by God, that was the best.
那我们再从第八节来看。
So let's look at verse 8.
这个第八节我们看，他不知道是我给他五谷新酒和油，又增加他的金银，他却以此供奉巴利。他没对神没有感恩的心。
So in verse 8, it shows that she did not have a grateful heart towards God.
所以他跑去拜巴利啊。
So she went to worship Baal.
那神就把这个恩典收回啊。
So God rescinded his grace.
所以第九节。
So in verse 9.
因此到收割的日子，初九的时候，我必将五谷新酒收回，他应当遮体的羊毛夺回来。那人生活就开始缺乏。为什么？因为神收回了。
So in verse 9, if God takes away all these things, the man will have a very lacking life.
所以我们看以利亚那个时代。
So if we look at the time of Elijah,
天三年便不下雨。
3 years, there was a drought.
为什么？因为大家都去拜偶像嘛。
Why was this? It's because everyone went to worship idols.
就是这里的淫妇啊，去找一个新的丈夫啊。
So here it is like the harlot looking for a new lover.
那神就不降雨。
So then God will not continue to bless them.
然后就饥荒。
And then they will be lacking.
那人很多人就饿死了。
And many people will starve.
所以人不知道感恩。
So many people don't know gratitude.
神收回他的恩典。
So when God rescinds his blessings,
然后神追讨人犯的罪
and exposes their sin,
所以从第四节开始，他就会显露他的丑态，就是他的罪。
So from verse 4, they will, from verse 10, they will uncover their sins.
然后我们看11节。
So let's look at verse 11.
我必使他的宴乐节起，月宿安息日，一切大会都窒息。这个本来是很高兴在拜神的都没有了。
So all these feasts and new moons and Sabbaths, which are very happy things, will be taken away.
所以这是以色列百姓离开神，忘记神的恩典以后所受神的刑罚。
So this is what it was like for the Israelites when they left God.
但是以后他们回头。
But afterwards, they turn back.
在被掳当中，痛苦当中悔改回头。
And in the wilderness, when they were suffering, they turn back.
人就改变了。
And then God changed.
就重新接纳他们。
and then receive them again.
所以十四节。
So let's look at verse 14.
后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他安慰说，十五节。
Verse 15.
从那里出来的我必是他葡萄园，又是他雅各谷作为指望名。这个地方讲雅各谷变成指望的门。
So here it says, in the valley of Achor as a door of hope.
雅各是什么地方？
Where is Achor?
我们还记得约书亚记里面有一个叫雅干。
So in the book of Joshua, there was someone called Achan.
那雅干犯罪。
And Achan sinned.
所以连累好多人，他们去攻打爱城的时候就被杀掉。
So when the Israelites fought the war, they lost.
那后来他们就把亚干带到雅各谷，用石头把他打死。
So then Achan was taken to Achor and stoned to death.
所以这个雅各谷也是说一种连累的意思。亚干一个人连累了别人，那就用石头把他打死，那个连累就没有了。
So this Valley of Achor is like where you have to stone your sins.
那我们看那个约书亚记里面再来人就说你们现在可以攻爱城。
And then in the book of Joshua, God told them that you can invade the city of Ai.
那就得胜了。
And then you will win.
所以以色列百姓悔改那个亚干罪被用石头打死以后那他们的盼望就来到了。
So when the Israelites repented and when Achan was stoned, then God gave them hope again.
所以人的盼望从哪里来？人的盼望从悔改来。
So where is man's hope from? It is from repenting.
你愿把自己好像在雅各谷把自己的罪在那个地方打死，那回头过来，你给我发现，在神里面看到我们前面的路是有盼望。
It is like putting our sins in the valley of Achor and stoning it. And then when we turn back to God, we will see our path.
所以我们拜的神呢，这个爱真的是超过我们所能够了解的。
So this God that we worship, his love is beyond what we can comprehend.
我们对神的了解常常是主仆的关系。
So oftentimes when we think about his love, it is like God and servant.
不错，这个主仆的关系其实继续存在。
It's very good that we have this mindset of.
但是这个主仆的关系不容易去了解神的爱。
But this master and servant relationship is very hard to understand his love.
他是主，我是仆，所以我要听他的话。
Because God is our master and we are the servant, then we need to listen to his words.
我听他的话，他就祝福我。
If we listen to his words, then he will bless us.
我不听他的话，他就罚我。
If we don't listen to his words, then we will be punished.
这个就是我们对信仰这个主仆的关系的认识跟体验。
So this is our experience and understanding of the relationship between God as master and servant.
所以到了十六节你不要再称神为主要称他为夫，他是你的丈夫。
So in verse 16, the Lord says that you will call me my husband and no longer call me my master.
那如果我们跟神的关系好像夫妻，那又有什么不同？
If our relationship with God is like husband and wife, what is the difference?
那我们现在回来看俄西亚书第二章。
Let's look back at Hosea chapter 2.
第二章的十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
当那日，我必为我的民与田野的走兽、空中的飞鸟、跟地上的昆虫立约，又必在国中折断刀、弓刀、子息征战，并使他们安然躺卧。神就要跟我们立约。
So God will make a covenant with us.
那这个约叫做婚约。
And this covenant is a marriage.
那这个婚约比地上的婚约更宝贵。
And this marriage is even more precious than the marriage on earth.
因为这个丈夫是天上的神。
Because the husband is the heavenly father.
那这个婚约会带给我们什么不同？
So what is the difference? What benefits does this marriage give us?
所以婚姻会带给人很大的改变。
So this marriage will bring about a very big change in life.
如果跟好的对象结婚，这个改变就是往正面发展。
And if you have a very good spouse, then your life will change for the better.
那如果跟不适合的对象结婚，这个婚姻就往负面发展。
And, And if you have an incompatible spouse, then your life will take a turn for the worse.
但是神是光,
but God is light.
在他没有黑暗,
in him, there is no darkness.
一切美善全被都是从神来的,
everything that is beautiful and good is from God.
那如果我们跟神建立这种婚约, 对我们来讲一定是好的,没有负面的。
If we enter into a marriage with God, then of course everything will be good.
那到底会有什么不同?
So what exactly will change?
我们回到我们刚刚读这个18节的下半句。
Now let's look at the latter half of verse 18.
折断刀弓，窒息征战，安然躺卧。
So bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth to make them lie down safely.
这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
不再有征战。
There will be no more battle.
有时候我们觉得我是很和平的人,从来不跟人吵架,我有什么征战?
Sometimes you might think, I don't have any problems with anybody else. What kind of battle am I facing?
我每一个人的内在有一个敌人。
So for every person, there is an enemy in their hearts.
那个敌人就是我们的罪性。
And that enemy is our sin.
所以除非我们把这个敌人打败了,捆绑起来,不然永远都有征战。
So unless we are able to defeat and bind our sin, then we will always have an enemy.
像保罗讲,我想行的善,行不出来,我不想行的恶,我一直去做。
Just like Paul said, the good that I will to do, I cannot do, but the evil that I do not will to do, I do.
那我真的苦啊。
So I'm suffering.
但是下面一句是什么? 感谢主啊, 靠着神我就得胜了。
But afterwards, he says, by relying on God, I have emerged triumphant.
那得胜就是赦罪里面的平安。赦罪的平安。
Being forgiven is peace.
就是有赦罪以后的平安。
So after being forgiven, there will be peace.
好,那我们再看19节。
So let's look at verse 19.
我必聘你永远归我为妻,以仁义,公平,慈爱,怜悯,聘你为我。我们跟神建立的这个婚约,这几件事情就要在我们的婚姻生活里面发生。
So when we enter into a marriage with God, then these are the things that need to be expressed in our marriage.
第一个是仁义。
The first one is righteousness.
第二个是公平,
the second is justice.
第三个慈爱,
the third is loving kindness.
第四黎明,
and fourth is mercy.
所以我们跟神越来越亲近,
so the closer we are with God,
你就发现仁爱、公义、仁义、公平、慈爱、怜悯就在我们生活中充充满满体验得到。
Then we will notice that righteousness, justice, loving kindness, and mercy can be experienced.
我们就觉得很幸福啊。
And then we will think that we are very blessed.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个地方讲的仁义公平啊, 这就没有罪啊, 我们做的都是在神看起来都是对的。
So if we have righteousness and justice, then we will have no sin. Everything that we do is righteous in God's eyes.
慈爱怜悯, 我们感觉到神很爱我, 所以内心常常觉得很甜美。
So in lovingness, kindness, and mercy, then we will find that because we are loved, then our days are very sweet.
那这样生活是很好的。Then
this is a very great life.
那只有这个婚约建立起来,你才能够体会这个婚姻的关系带给我们的好处。So
only when we have a very good marriage, then can we experience this.
21节。
Let's look at verse 21.
也以诚实聘你归我, 你就必认识我是神。
It shall come to pass in that day that I will answer, says the Lord.
所以当我们跟神越来越亲密,
so the closer that we are with God,
就好像夫妻之间越来越亲密, 你会发现, 你对配偶的了解很深。
Then just like in the marriage on earth, we will realize that we will understand our spouse.
所以当我们跟神的关系越来越好, 我们对神认识越来越深。
So we will realize that the closer we are to God, the more that we will understand.
我记得有一个弟兄啊, 他去读TTP。
So I remember there was a brother who went through TTP.
他太太很难过。
And his wife was very sad.
因为他夫妻感情很好。
And because his relationship with his husband,
他说我天天在我太太身，我天天在我的我先生的身上发现优点。
So the wife said that every single day I can see, 优点啊,
good point, merit, 优点，他的优点。
I can see his good qualities.
哦，那当我们在亲近神，
So when we are serving God.
亲近主耶稣,
and Jesus.
那我们就常常认识主耶稣，我们就发现他就是人生的至宝。
Then we will come to know God and Jesus, and we will realize that He is a very precious treasure.
二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
神说那日我必应允，我必应允，天天必应允。第二十二节。
Verse 22.
地必应允，五谷、新酒和油，这些必应允。
So I will answer the heavens, and they shall answer the earth. 22. The earth shall answer with grain, with new wine, and with oil. They shall answer Jezreel.
这个五谷新酒到底是什么?
What is this grain and new wine?
就是生活的需要.
And this is the necessities of life.
那前面讲公平、公义、怜悯、慈爱。 这个是心里面.
So righteousness, justice, lovingness, loving kindness, and mercy. This is in the heart.
所以当我们跟神好像夫妻这样哦，他爱我们，我们爱他。
So when we are like a husband and wife of God, and we love Him and He loves us,
我们生活的需要不会缺乏。
Then we will not be lacking in anything in the world.
会充满着平安跟喜乐。
And our heart will be filled with peace and joy.
那这样的信仰生活不是很完美吗?
So isn't this life very complete?
所以要忠于我们的洗礼，那个时候我们跟神立的婚约。
So when we are baptized, then we begin our marriage with God.
不要去找另外一个
So don't look for another lover. Because this will influence our relationship with God. Let's sing a hymn.